Phoneboy Speaks, episode 400, In Enemy Territory.
By the time this comes out, you know, it'll be decided whether the 49ers or the Seahawks are the best team in the NFC. That game is being will be played on Sunday. Of course, I'm recording this earlier than that, but there is a whole lot of talk right now about the rivalry and how, you know, I don't know, there's some businesses, for instance, that are either outright banning or charging cover charges for 49ers fans that come into bars in Seattle, you know, that are around the stadium. And you know, there's, I mean, the rhetoric on both sides, right? The trash talk is definitely amped up. I mean, I'm watching Twitter and it's just amazing, you know, the amount of, you know, just the usual stuff that happens. And you know, there's been a lot of build up to this game. This is the game that a lot of people have wanted. And I mean, the NFL has, you know, they couldn't have written a better script for the playoffs this year. You've got the four best teams really, you know, playing in essentially the NFL's version of the Final Four. And here we go, right? So this is, of course, by the time this comes out, the Super Bowl teams will have been decided. But as a 49ers fan living in Seahawk country, I'm you know, the 12th man is really the Aggies territory. It's not really the Seahawks, although of course they've paid their money to have, you know, to use a license to call it the 12th man. But anyway, there's been a lot of there's just been a lot of rivalry. Like today when I was at Starbucks, there was a guy that was actually sitting in Starbucks dressed with a Patrick Willis jersey, and I'm like, dang, you're brave. And quite honestly, that's you know, that's something I wouldn't do. I have a hoodie that's got the 49ers on it that I will wear some weeks, but I don't wear it on the weeks that the Seahawks are playing, because it, you know, I don't want to draw undue attention to myself during those weeks. So this is one of those weeks where, you know, there's a lot of there's some of the 49ers fans that I know around here. They don't really want to go to the game because there's definitely contingents on both sides that are rowdy. And it's really easy to root for your team and start trash talking the other team. And from my experience is that most fans on both sides are pretty respectful of the other team. There's a little bit of trash talk, and that's all in good fun. But when things start getting violent, when there's alcohol involved and stuff, you know, a lot of things can happen. So all I can say is, I guess, be careful out there. But this is, you know, and I'm guessing this is true with, you know, any big rivalry. And this is, you know, just given what's happened in the NFL the last several years, that, you know, the build up to the Seahawks and the 49ers being in the, you know, in a championship game, you know, it's definitely come to a T. I mean, again, the NFL could not have written a better script for this. And so now we've got, there's a lot of, a lot of things that can go on. But unfortunately, fans are sometimes, rude. And hopefully hopefully we get out of this weekend and nobody gets hurt. And, whichever team has won, then things will settle down and we'll go back to go back to normal around here. But it was definitely this past week leading up to the game, there was a whole lot of, Seahawks pride out there. And of course, as I say, as somebody in enemy territory, I didn't say respectful of it. I mean, this, I say the Seahawks are a good team, but unfortunately, there are a few people that that are out there that ruin a good rivalry, and it really is, it really ruins the game and the experience for everybody else. So, I guess all I can say is, keep it respectful, guys. Of course, I guess that applies to a lot of other areas than just being a football fan.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.